Welcome to another episode of Commander's Justice. It was last week. I'm just jump into it. Last week was an exciting game against the Ravens. Unfortunately, the Commanders lost, but for a team that was up and coming with a rookie quarterback and no one expected them to even have a chance really this year, it's been pretty exciting. They played a pretty good game. I mean, it was closer than I think a lot of people expected, and lived up to his expectation. I think it was kind of the senior team with the same capabilities and the younger team that's trying to get those capabilities. I'll shut up talking about it. I think it was an equally matched game, and they just got the better of our team, the Commanders, because they were able to capitalize on some of the holes in the team. Judges, Judge Marnie.
Yes, I agree completely with you, Ken. It was a really exciting game, and it was one of those games where it didn't seem to me like the Commanders were this young team. So it was like they've been there, they've done this, they knew, but only because they're a young team were they not able to like just get that like final little play in to make them win the game. But it was a great game. It was lots of fun and it was great. And yeah, it was exciting.
Judge John.
Yes, thanks, Judge. Thanks, judges. No, I just messed with you guys earlier. No, the game was a good game. It was an opportunity for the guys to go out and show who they are, and they showed that. They showed that they didn't have any quit in them. You know what I mean? And they showed that, hey, we can go toe to toe with you for a little while, but we can't. They learned that we can't make mistakes against good teams, you see. And I think that's what happened. They may allow some things to get open in the secondary. They come back together, and if they can fix that, they'll be a competitive team in the NFC East and in the National Football League. I like the way Daniels, he fought all his way to the end. He commanded the team. And I saw in an interview afterwards, I said, hey, listen, we didn't give up. I mean, they left the locker room without holding their head down. They can hold their head high. I said, listen, this is one of the teams they were saying they're going to win, have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And we competed with them for a while until we start making some mistakes. We got to show up on some tackling. We got to make sure we all communicate effectively in the secondary. I think when they do that, again, they'll get better each week, better and better and better.
Yeah, it was impressive. Daniels had I think 269 yards, two TDs, no picks, which was really good. Unfortunately, who got hurt? Defense lineman.
Allen.
He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's the next man up. They have to say it. I hate saying it, but that's the way it goes. And so they got to make some moves. Hopefully, find somewhere they can trade, or there's a defensive tackle out there, a lineman out there that can step in. They can go out and pick up. So I didn't mean to cut you off there, Chief, but next man up.
And just 100%. I mean, I think people, a good team, their number twos are usually close to the number ones, and so this is an opportunity for a number two to step up that he would have never gotten his chance to play, and usually come out either bawling and saying, I'm gonna destroy things. And the good thing is that most of the time people don't have you on film. So what may work for other teams and how they knew how to block, they may take it easy, a little bit easier on you, and then you may see some good stuff up front. So I'm expecting, even though Allen's out, I'm expecting to hopefully at least there be no step back with the defense front. At least that's what I'm hoping. So we'll see what happens on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. But next one up, I just said, we can't miss a beat. Let's keep this drum rolling and beating that drum. The next person up, this is why you played these years in high school and college. Now this opportunity comes, you got to seize the moment.
100%. Well, this weekend is a alumni weekend for the Commanders, and so it's kind of cool alumni that a lot of the former players will come into town. The ones that are here will all get together, get to reminisce about playing times, get to see guys you haven't seen in a long time, and then at the they're also retiring Darryl Green's jersey, which is long overdue. I mean, he played, I think it was 20 plus years for the same team. One of the few guys have ever played that long for the same team. You'll never see that again, I doubt it. In the way the league is now, you'll never see it again. And just really more than anything, a good guy on the field, but just as good off the field. A lot of charity work, a lot of giving back. I know he's a devout Christian. Just out there preaching the gospel as he's doing stuff off the field as well as on the field. And had a chance to talk to him about the jersey, them retiring his jersey. And he said, you know what, it's I really don't I didn't care. It wasn't that big of a deal for me. And hopefully I'm not getting it wrong. He said, but I realized it wasn't just for me. It's all the guys who played around me that helped me and helped the team, all the guys that had the character that I had, who believed this, had that same belief, this is for them, it's not just for me. And I think that was kind of commendable, because oftentimes there are a lot of great players, but the people around them make them great players, and you never get the publicity for that. Just like you guys, you're making my long-winded discussions seem halfway decent, and you're making the show good.
I can't. We just take naps when you get to rolling, so that, don't worry about it. My eyes may be open, but we really take a nap.
Yeah, I saw your eyes roll to the back of your head, and Marnie, she's getting to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
And
If I
another thing
got
about Darryl Green, he's a Texan too. So we got to give it up for the Texans here in the Washington, D.C. area. So there you go.
Hey, you're right. Us Texans do it right. Well, before we get a guest on the show as we normally do it, I think Alex, he lost. He said the Commanders were going to win, and so when he comes on, he's going to have to sing a song. It was supposed to be a write a love letter to the team, to the Ravens, about the Ravens. He sent something last week, but he didn't videotape himself saying it, so we'll put him on the spot, and he has to say it on the show.
Yeah, you got to read it on the spot, you
Yeah,
know.
and so that'll be kind of good. Well,
So, a
Jim.
question for you, Ken. I know it's not buying time here, but this weekend is the Commanders' homecoming and Darryl Green's retirement jersey. So, what do they have planned in store for you guys this weekend, if you don't mind me asking? And
Yeah.
with all the thrill seekers out there, want to go meet the Commanders? Can they find you? Where can they find you? I'm just kidding.
Well,
You got to tell
so a
them.
lot of it is not so much for everyone else as for us,
I understand.
to be together. And so I think Friday night we're doing a Top Golf, as all the guys can get together to do Top Golf. Saturday, we can go to the there's a Commanders practice. We can do a walkthrough, go to the walkthrough with Commanders practice. There's also a charitable event that we can go to. Then I think they're also retiring, they're giving Daryl the key to the city. And so you can go to any one of those three events. And then Saturday night, there's a dinner, get together for everybody. Sunday, you and I will be going to the British Embassy. Bloody good old chap. To go
Do I get
see
to say top of the morning to you?
something like that, right? I don't have the British
But
accent, but
9:30 a.m. So I don't know.
so we're gonna do that, and then obviously there's the game. And so you'll watch the game. I don't think they're gonna do the I don't know if they're doing the parade, or if we're doing I haven't heard it, or if we're doing everybody coming on the field or not. I don't think we're doing that. But it's going to be a special moment retiring Daryl's jersey, which hopefully it's a win. Let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you this kind of directly to you, John, or actually, Marnie, you can answer that as well. This being a home game, like the Commanders play well against the Ravens, but it is an away game, right? And this being a home game and them playing well against the Ravens, you think the confidence of the team being at home playing the Panthers, but being at home, coming off of a I guess you call it a moral victory because they didn't get destroyed or beaten or they played a good game. You think that's going to have an effect on them playing this game? It's going to pique them a little bit. Will it still be kind of the same, or do you think they actually may drop a little bit?
No. I think they're going to say, listen, we left some plays out on the field against the Ravens. And like I was telling Scott Abraham from ABC 7, they just take it out on the Panthers. We know who we can do. We know how we can score points. Defense, we left some plays on the field, get away from us. And so let's shore that up and take it out on a special day. It's a special day for Daryl, but guess what? It's even more special for the team because we got to win. That's what they're thinking, right?
Yeah, it'll be a lot more special if they win. Marty, what about you? I mean, you're with the Eagles and you saw it all. Home field advantage, people talk about it. Is it a myth? Is it reality? Is the emotion involved? You tell us.
I definitely think that they're going to be very motivated and have the wind at their back, or whatever that expression is, to come home and play a great game, and they know that the Panthers have not, performed this year, so they want to, obviously beat the Panthers, but clearly give the home team and give the fans a great experience and honor Daryl in that way too by winning the game, because there's a lot, I mean, there's a little bit of pressure on them. They want to win the home game. It's alumni weekend and so forth, but I think that they're gonna bring all the stuff that they learned last week and some of the things that they didn't do that they didn't get right and execute it this weekend for sure.
I hate saying this about any professional team, but if a team is not winning and you're winning, you hate to say this, but you don't want to play down to their level. You know what I mean? You still got to play up. Don't play down, because if you play down, you're gonna get beat. So you got to play like with a reckless abandon. Hey, this team is just as good as we are. That's your thought process, and we got to go out there and smack it on the mouth for 4 quarters.
I mean, the basic is there's no there every team deserves to be in the NFL, and all the players deserve to be players in the NFL. And so no, at any given Sunday, any team can win. So you definitely, it's a great point. You have to play your game. And they tell us that in the locker room, play your game. It's not about playing their game, minimize the mistakes. Some great teams can overcome a lot of mistakes, but you're not great. Not yet. You're a really good team, but you're not there yet. So playing against the Panthers, you start looking at the stats, and this was one of the questions I was going to have for the other guys, but we can start going into it now. The Panthers, they have holes, a lot of holes. Defensively, they're 30th on third downs. They're ranked 30th on third downs, which is one of the keys we said. On the third down, you have to do something on a third down as an offensive team, and on a defense team, you have to stop them. They only have six sacks as a defensive team, and so they're not getting to the quarterback. They give up 5.2 yards rushing, which is pretty sad. So even with our running game, and although we didn't have our lead runner was injured, you can still run on them. So I think there are a lot of holes with this team, and goes back to what you said, John, is that you can't give them a chance to believe that they can win,
The thing
and
about
that's
that
kind
is,
of key.
Ken, if they do happen to stop the Commanders on third down, aren't the Commanders pretty darn good on fourth down? And they got a high percentage of making, working on and making first downs on fourth down if it's short and whatnot. So they got a high percentage and accomplishment on that.
Yeah, I think you froze a little bit, but yes.
Okay.
But yes, I hear what you're saying. And Marnie, you got anything to add to this? I mean, I threw out some stats, kind of trying to impress myself. But by looking at the team, and I don't want to be biased, I like to hear our guests, and they try to convince us which direction we should go. If you had to pick a homecoming team to play against, the Panthers would be a good option of a team to play against. Because they don't have anything. They have some weapons, but not a lot of weapons, and they're hurting in a lot of areas. What the thing that's the really dangerous is their secondary is pretty weak, and we have a great quarterback and we have great receivers. And I think that's going to, provide a really high scoring, entertaining game.
Yeah, Marnie, I thought, oh, okay, I didn't mean jump in, Marnie.
I definitely agree. The Carolina Panthers have not been able to show us much this season so far. So I think that for the Commanders to have the Panthers come to town, but like John said, you cannot take anything for granted. It is on any given Sunday, and they do have a seasoned quarterback, and there are some things that I've seen them do this season where, it doesn't look awful, and they can put some points on the board. So, I think it won't be an evenly matched game, but I definitely think that the Commanders have to just stay focused on winning the game.
If you give them some inspiration, like you said, Marnie, they have a, I think they have a solid quarterback. And who was the quarterback? He's from TCU playing for the Panthers now.
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, right? So starting, he's solid and he can sneak up on you, But again, it's going to be those coaches saying, like you just said, Ken, we're not there yet to a degree. We're not great. We got to make sure we put ourselves in position so we can prove to everybody else this is another statement game because they're a young team. This has got to be a statement game for them. We want to win handedly. We want to win with points on the board. We want to make sure our defense, even though they may not have a high-powered offense, the Carolina Panthers, but Commanders' defense got to say, listen, those mistakes we made last week, we're gonna shore that up, and we're going to perform against this team. That's going to push us up to the next game, and the next game, and then the next.
Well, we have a person on that's going to Vicky, who is going to defend the Panthers. And so, before I start talking, Vicky, tell us a little bit about Judge Martin.
Actually, it because I know I it's I know our Carolina Panther fan very well. She is using Vicky's name because
Oh.
either she doesn't want to be recognized or she is afraid to come on there and actually talk about her love for the Carolina Panthers. But we have Kristen on with us
Kristen, I
today. And
apologize.
but she I think she's very proud to be a Carolina Panther fan, and she's gonna share her kind and Southern hospitality with the two of you and me, convincing us as to why she believes the Panthers are going to win this weekend.
Kristen, you almost taking some points and notes here because you almost got me fired with saying your name wrong. So, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
No, I'm excited to be on this. Thanks for having me, Marnie. And I'm a little blushing because I was born a Commanders fan. I grew up in a Northern Virginia area, born right there in Dale City. And so my parents probably, are like, "Why are you defending these Panthers?" But I love them. I love them. Charlotte has become my home.
Well, okay, congratulations. I'm real sorry. I'm cutting you a little short. We got a guy, I think he's popping on, kind of a surprise guest. And if he's on, it's Daryl Green. Are you there?
D Green,
What up? Hopefully this thing will stay on, man. I'm on the beltway.
Well, I hope you're not driving.
No, I'm not driving.
Okay. Hey. D Green, Daryl Green, thank you for being on the show. This alumni weekend, they're retiring your jersey. We've been bragging about you. You're a mega celebrity, regardless of the team. Everyone knows you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, my man.
Well, Ken, I came here as a young buck in 83. That's about 41 years ago. And very fortunate to come out of ANI, Texas ANI, so NAIA Division II school, and just made my life here with my church, my wife, kids, and just very fortunate to have not only athletic talent to be able to play football, but have the right mindset to be able to live as a human, as a man, as a dad, a husband, man of God. So it's all a blessing to me. I didn't expect it, anticipate it, ask for it or need it. But I'm very humbled by this new organization leadership to do something so kind for me and my family, and it's just pretty awesome, man. But yeah, I've been here, my whole adult life, my whole adult life. So I'm excited to have been a part and to be continue to be a part. So no, this is great, man.
I appreciate you being on the show. I know you got a grandbaby being born. You got all this whole weekend is about you as well. So like when you were a little kid, and I'll shut up and let everybody else throw a question in. When you were a little kid, did they say like some like you're real ugly, so if you can't do anything, you might as well play football and take some hits.
So
So.
let's let the fans know that this goes on forever.
I'm sorry, yeah, we joke.
Obviously, people know I'm much better looking than he is, and
Yeah,
but I like the
we
fact
all
that
agree.
he takes it in stride. He takes it in stride, but
No, Daryl, I not like I said, I'll shut up. Daryl's been really cool. Like when I first came with the team, you have mentors, even though you've been in the league, and he taught me a lot as a player, and was a lot tougher than I usually gave DBs credit for. I mean, he balled and would go out there and put his head in a place where he had to. So it was kind of cool. Judges, anybody real quick, because I know he can't stay on long. So
yeah,
anything
I'm
you
gonna
guys
jump
want to
on D
say?
Green. It's John Booty. How you doing, brother? Great to see you.
What up? What up?
Hey, though, growing up in Texas, in East Texas, hearing about Daryl Green, I'm saying, who this guy, Daryl Green? Man, this guy is nothing but a jet. This guy can fly around all over the field. And I was with Tony Dorsett this past weekend in my hometown. We did an autograph signing, and I didn't get a chance to remind him of it, but I wanted to. I said, man, Tony, you had speed. He mentioned a 4.27 he ran to our kids in the locker room before the game. I said, but Daryl must have had a 4.01 speed because he hawked you down that day, man. I'm so happy to be and honored to be a friend and a part of the brotherhood of the NFL and an admirer of yours. And God bless you, brother. You deserve everything you get.
Well, let me just say, first of all, I appreciate that, but let me just say Tony Dorsett and his wife are very close to Jewel and I. And I've grown up in Texas as well, so I knew Tony. Didn't know him, but I knew of him. And people always, my son said a couple of years ago, he said, "Dad, who has a play in their first game that they ride out, carries with them for 40 years?" I said, "That's pretty awesome." But the reality is, if I would have caught Ken Harvey, or for that matter, you, it wouldn't have been that special. So I've always honored Tony because I was riding on his shoulders, on his own reputation, on that he had built to go next level. So he's one of my best buddies. So I don't really like to mess with him, and I take him around and we speak to kids together. So that's one of my good buddies.
He's a
Cowboy or
good
not,
guy.
man, my guy, that's my guy. But yeah, I started here that rookie year, 83, 14-2, lost in the Super Bowl, and they had just won the Super Bowl. So I go way back. And what I'm finding out is I was at the stadium today, and we had a lot of conversation with the Commanders facility out in College Park. And all of the people were there, and young people and from back, and talk about their grandmoms and their moms and stuff. But this team has extraordinary history. This is a very historic organization, historic in success and winning, but also historic in affecting our society and our community. And that's the part that I've, played some role in too, and really excited about that. I'm really pulling for them both for that too, that we can get wins on the field and wins in the community. That's what it's all about to me. That's what my whole life has been. So cool, man.
Judge
Judge,
Warner, you want to say
Yeah,
anything real
well,
quick?
I want to congratulate Daryl on an exciting career, and certainly this weekend's going to be amazing. And I'm super excited to get to see that happen, through Ken's pictures and so forth. I will not be there, but as a young girl, my grandfather owned the Philadelphia Eagles, and so you made me cry a bunch of times. I'm not going to lie, it was like, oh, that Daryl Green, there he goes again. But that's what we love about football and sports and people being so amazing and giving so much back to the community that despite all those tears, I'm so excited for you and thank you for everything you've done and continue to be well and celebrate all the things that you do.
Certainly appreciate that. It's always great to meet a person one of the two or three people that really represents it as the city of brotherly love and not the city of beating up our chief, beating up Santa Claus and all that stuff. So glad to meet you. You represent well. And
Thank you.
I told y'all it was a couple of nice people from Philadelphia.
There are a few.
Just a couple.
Yes. Thank
Well,
you.
we got two guests on the show, Kristen and Alex. You guys want to say anything real quick? And then Daryl, we'll let you go. I appreciate you
Yeah.
being on the show.
So
Yes,
I
sir.
do want to say, obviously growing up here, I was born in 88. So I, like I said, I missed, the Super Bowls, but it didn't matter because Daryl, we could say, yeah, you guys might have this team or that player, but we got Daryl Green here with the Redskins. So that was a cool thing for me growing up, was like, you guys can talk all you want about your team, whatever, but at least we got Daryl Green. So it's an honor to be on with you, and congratulations. I mean, obviously super well deserved, and quite frankly, it's past due. It's been past due.
Well, I appreciate those kind words and appreciate, as I heard today, matter of fact, from some young people, your generation that talked about their grandparents and their parents. And that really means a lot to me because so make sure you know, I did not bring it. I came into it at a very heightened period. And so I'm humbled to have come into this community and see and experience what we had. And I appreciate your parents and grandparents from that community and that generation. And really, you've lived in it, but I think hopefully, man, you're going to be able to say in this next 10, 15 years, you'll be that grandparent and that parent
I hope
talking to
so.
your kids about the next 2024 to 29 to 30 to 35, and it'll be, we get it back, man. I'm pulling for them. We're going to get it back.
I hope so.
I think Kristen grew up here and was a fan, and then moved to North Carolina. So you have anything to say to Daryl
No,
Green?
I'm just starstruck right now. My texting my dad right now, and I can't believe that I'm talking to D Green right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I was born in 83. I remember my dad said I was born in January on that pl a playoff Saturday, and he was like, all right, Pam, you got to get this baby going. I got to go watch my Skins. So I just want to say, growing up in Northern Virginia and watching the Skins, I'm sorry I'm on the podcast today as a Carolina Panthers fan, but I will tell. Yeah, I still have my Redskins jersey, hanging up in my house. So, Daryl Green, it's just a pleasure to meet you, and thank you. This is amazing.
Well, again, say hello to your dad as well, and thank you for those kind words. And we need to, just because we're having a celebration, you need to tell those Carolina Panthers to lay down. We need to handle this thing next week. This is our week. Now, but really seriously, I want to just thank you, though, and fans everywhere. I just like being a person, and I respect all the teams and all the players and all the fans everywhere. And it's a game. And it's something that brings the country and people together, and it should be camaraderie, but clean camaraderie. And thank you. You sound like you have that.
Thank
Hey,
you.
one last thing, Ken, before you close. Daryl, I want to say one more thing. Y'all know, I understand you're getting the key to the city. You deserve it. Way to go, brother.
Yeah, that's pretty special. I appreciate Mayor Bowser for presenting that honor to me. That's And I love that because that, in my humbly, I would think that has nothing to do with football. It has to do with the man. And that's always a big pride for me that people recognize me beyond the field and they recognize me on the field. So that's what that's about, man. I'm grateful. This is my city, man. Been here my whole adult life.
Well, dude, we're totally honored that you would take the time to pop on the show. Appreciate you doing it. Be safe. Congratulations. The new grandbaby is being
Congratulations.
born. So thanks for all that you do, man. You're a great representative of the scene.
Hey, Ken, just want to say this. I'm not too familiar with the show, but are you the judge?
I am the judge. What
She's
up?
judge. A
lot of mistrials on this show, Mr. Green.
Yeah, I
A lot
can
of mistrials
imagine,
here.
man. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I just realized that. So I need to call back in, man, because I got some things against this judge that y'all might need to, discuss.
Accusing.
He may have to, he may have to step down. I don't know if he'll step down, but he need to pay some penalties or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You're out of order, and you're fined. We're gonna
Are
fine
you
you like
hitting people with that?
$5,000.
Are you hitting people with that?
I am ta ta
Oh,
ta.
I know you got to go, D, but tell a story about Ken Harvey knowing that karate stuff and taught your son some moves.
Well, the one move he did, I asked him. I said, "Man,
Okay.
this is a bully, and I got one son, and he's dealing with some bullies." And I said, "Man, give me two moves. Give me two moves." And he gave me two moves, and the kid's wrist was broken. So, hey, I'm not naming the kid. You can't figure out who it was. Can't lawsuit me or whatever. Besides that, the kid was a little bigger than my boy. And but if it does go down, the judge, no, he's a judge now, so they can't.
See, that's
Yeah,
judge.
is that out? That's too long ago, so they couldn't sue us.
That
Okay,
is long
statute of
ago. It's
limitations
okay.
is over with.
Okay,
Yeah, there
so
you
that's
go.
the limitation. Yeah. So,
Well,
Ken,
I didn't mean to bring it up. I didn't mean to bring it
well,
That's
the kid.
unfortunately, that's a true story. So, all you out there, you bullies, you better be careful, because Ken, a guy like Ken, teach your kid how to stop that bully.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Anyhow,
yeah.
hey, thanks again, buddy, for being
Hey,
on.
man,
Appreciate your time,
for sure.
man.
I'm glad I
Thanks,
got a
brother.
chance to get on. Hey, y'all, take care.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
Daryl.
Gerald.
Thank
All right,
you.
man.
This
Take
weekend.
care. All right, cool.
All right. That was the great Daryl Green. Nice surprise for everybody. I'm
Tristan, how
happy
was
he
that
was.
again?
Say again?
That was amazing.
Kristen was texting me like, "Oh my gosh, Daryl Green!" Like she had no
Well,
idea.
you know, you
I
come.
almost passed out. I was like, "Oh no!" I'm like, "Let me get my water." I was like, "Oh no!" I'm supposed to be here for the Panthers, and now I'm like starstruck. I'm like, "Oh gosh."
You come on this show, we take care of our people. So people are watching,
Oh, we blew it. We blew it. We got to
we
make this
look
happen.
out for you.
So, yeah, Monday afterwards, when she did do the show, tape it. We got to get a screenshot of this and send it to you so you can show your people that
Thanks for the
you were on
heads
air.
up.
Did you get a
Alex,
screenshot of it?
what's up?
When we get ready to send the tape in, or you get ready to send it in to Ken. Just
Yeah.
do a screenshot of it.
I
And
got a
okay, you
picture.
got one? Okay,
I
good.
did. I
Okay,
did.
good.
I did.
So,
Yeah, and I can do a screenshot. I can do the video record on the phone and take a screenshot and then send it to you
okay.
guys.
Well,
That'd be great.
Alex, for last week, in the case of the Commanders versus the Ravens, the Commanders lost and
Father.
you lost. So we need to hear that love song, that love poem for the
Now, I did
Ravens.
record it, unless you want me to read it live.
Let's read it live.
I've
Let's
realized.
do it.
All right, you're gonna have to bear with me when I pull my phone out here. Okay,
Okay.
so why don't you refresh everybody what I had to do as a condition of them losing the bet?
As the show goes, at the end, we have a competition. Well, not a competition. We spin the wheel of justice.
Okay.
And in the wheel of justice, there are several things that a person, either if the team wins or lose, they will have to do. And unfortunately, Alex lost because he thought the Commanders will win. And so, being the gentleman that he is and the strong person that he is, he has to write and say a love poem to the other team, to the opposite team. And so he
Yeah,
has
now.
something that he wants to do. So in the case of Alex versus in the case of the Commanders versus the Ravens, Alex, you are not the winner. Let's hear what you got.
All right, so in full disclosure, I did use some AI to help me out with this
It's
weekend.
okay. It's okay.
Ken is AI. Ken is all
So
about
because
AI.
I don't know how to write love letters about football teams that I don't love.
Well,
So
it's as they say as a judge, don't tell me how rough the seas are. Just sail the ship on.
okay,
Let's
here
go.
we go. All right. This is the love letter to the Ravens, okay? In purple skies where legends soar, the Ravens call I can't ignore. With every play, my heart takes flight in M&T under the night. That should be under the lights, I think. Their fierce embrace, a dance so bold, a story of triumph forever told. With each touchdown, my spirit sings in love with the joy that football brings. So here's my pledge through thick and thin to cheer for the team. Let the love begin in Baltimore's heart where dreams ignite. Forever I'll root for the Ravens' flight.
Wow.
Good one. We're gonna send it over to the Ravens, man, so we
That's a
converted
good one. I mean, I think
Commander.
that could be their official team love poem or love letter.
I'm wiping a tear from my eyes. That was
You
really
know,
good. That was
it's
that's painful to
had a
hear you
little
have to
help,
say it.
but you know. Yeah,
You know
yeah.
what?
I'm a little misty here. A little misty.
It's all good.
You
Well,
know,
hey,
this could
okay.
be, we could, I could trademark this. We could probably insert any team name in
You
here, and we could
know what?
create the
It
official
was
love
actually
letter.
good. Let's just hope that you don't have to do any more based on picking the win or the loss. So let's get down to business. Kristen, with the Panthers against the Commanders, usually there are star players on the team. Give me three star players that you think are Panther players that you think are three star players and why, you know.
All right. Well, first all off, it's Chuba Chuba Hub Hub coming down the field, Chuba Hubbard. And that's what I'm going to start to try, the Chuba Chuba Hub Hub train. I'm on that
Yeah.
right now
Oh.
because he is coming in hot. He's making those touchdowns. And I know he's got a lot under his feet right now. So Chuba Hubbard is my number one right now. Like, you know, if you ask this question to a lot of people, I feel like, you know, not a bunch of, Panthers players stick out there, but Chuba's coming to the top.
Do it
And
again, Chuba Chuba. Huh?
Chuba Chuba, hub,
All
hub.
right, all
All
right. I
right.
like
All
it.
right.
All
All
right.
right.
Okay,
And
okay.
then so I feel like I got a lot of songs for everybody because I sit up in section 255 on the home game. So I'm trying to like make sure they hear me. The other one we got is Xavier Leggett. Yeah, he is coming in hot. And so I keep trying to get the Panthers DJ to play X gonna give it to you. When he makes a good play, but I feel like Xavier's got something. He was hot 2 games ago. We didn't see as much as in this last one, but Chuba and Xavier, and then I'm gonna say, you know, I'm gonna go with Dalton. You know, of somebody that you know has really kind of brought the team, you know, dug us out a little bit, got us out of that zero running string. So I'm hoping Dalton continues to keep pushing forward. But I know this is a fourth one, but I'm just going to put it out there too. I know there's talks about Bryce Young and what we're going to do, but I'm just giving giving high fives to Bryce Young because he has been such a great sportsmanship. He's been out there high-fiving people, making sure that his team is still a leader out there. So there we go, right there to start off.
Okay, fair enough. Alex,
Technology.
we know the Commanders have some star players on the team, but usually in certain games, someone has to step up. In this game, who do you think has to step up to become a star player or enhance their game for this game for the team to win? Who do you think would be that player? I think you're on
You're on
mute.
mute.
Sorry about that. I
No
think
worries.
guys like Benjamin St. Juste and Quan Martin have to step up. And, you know, I think people will look at last week's game and they'll say, yeah, they're picking on Quan Martin or they're Benjamin St. Juste is getting picked on. But what we're kind of thin personnel-wise on defense. I mean, we really don't have a lot of star power in the secondary. So these guys are being asked to kind of play out of position and do things they're not necessarily used to doing. Benjamin St. Juste is not used to being a number one corner covering Zay Flowers or Ja'Marr Chases and things like that. So I think fans have to be mindful that these guys are being asked to do things that they're really not, you know, probably wouldn't otherwise be expected to do. So that's part of it. So I think the guys in the secondary really need to step up. And obviously with Jonathan Allen going down, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the D line to get home more often than they've been getting. I think really, if you take away the Cleveland game, we're just not getting enough pressure on the quarterback in any of the other games, really.
Got it. And last question for me, because we'll get through this. Ownership is Kristen. Seems like the ownership with the Commanders is paying off. It's been really crucial in their success. What do you think of the ownership with the Panthers?
Oh, that's a touchy subject, I feel like,
That's why I asked
Burrell.
the question.
That's
That's why I'm
yeah,
the
I know. You're
judge.
good. You're good. You're good. So I will say that I feel like maybe sometimes the ownership needs to stay out of the locker room and in the suites right now.
Ooh.
I feel like I know, gosh, I feel like Coach Canales is doing a great job, and I really want to see him shine as a leader. I feel that We haven't really had that breakthrough leader since, Coach Rivera left. He was a community man. He showed up, he was in the community. We saw him, he was doing things. I mean, obviously, he had that those couple dream seasons under him, but I'm ready to see, a coach stick around and really have leadership behind him. And that way, and he can do a good job. I know it. I feel that, I feel things changing, just from a fan in the stands, that I can see some leadership brewing amongst, some of the wide receivers that I mentioned and stuff like that. So I'm excited. So maybe, sorry, Pepper, maybe just stay in your pretty seat right now and let Coach do his thing.
So Christian, could you state your full name for the court so when we send this video to the owners, they'll know who the
Hey,
band from the stadium.
Christian kind of Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Christian kind of sounded like Alex was sounding back in the day.
I was
Yeah,
going to
right.
say, when you asked that question, I'm
But the
like, when was the last time we could say our ownership group was good? I mean, it's been since Jack Ken Cook. So it's, I think, and look, and I'm not picking on anybody, but in all honesty, I feel like David Tepper has taken over the mantle of worst owner in the NFL from Dan Snyder. Now that Dan's not here anymore, he really, it's, they draft, they hired Frank Reich, the former Maryland Terp, by the way, hired Frank Reich and allowed him, they kind of forced Bryce Young down his throat. But you can't draft a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, with a head coach. That's the goal, is always, okay, new coach and new quarterback, let them grow together, and then fire the guy after 11 or 12 or however many games it was last year. And then now Bryce Young's in a second system in 2 years with a coach that didn't draft him. And so you start setting guys up for to not succeed, kind of like what Washington's done the last 25 years. So it's great to be, from a Washington perspective, have nice, stable ownership who stays out of the way, hires smart people, and lets them do their job.
Thank you for your input there, Alex.
I'm like, can the
I'm going to
court
pass the ball.
y'all get there?
I'm going to pass the ball to Marnie, Judge Marnie. Look at this. Look at that form. There you go.
I got
There you
it.
go.
Good
All
job,
right.
Ken.
I
Thank
saw
you.
your tactics, Ken. Marnie, I saw Ken's tactics.
All right. So, Kristen, will you please tell us how you became a Panthers fan and where all this passion for the Panthers came from?
Well, so I've moved to Charlotte in 2008, and I was a young 20-something year old, looking for, what's going on in Charlotte. And really, I was excited because I grew up in Virginia, and but I grew up, Virginia's a big place. I grew up in Northern Virginia, and it was hard to get to the Panthers, not to, excuse me, into the Commanders games. But here in Charlotte, it was easy access to get there. And I went to my first game, and I just felt that Panther spirit. It was a lot of fun. Like Marty said earlier, that Southern hospitality that brought me in. I feel like I was with that group, though, that was those Panthers fans, like the Luke Kuechly and the Greg Olsons and the Jonathan Stewarts and the Mike Tolberts, who, yes, just really drew me in to become a Panthers fan and start cheering. Yeah, these years have been kind of hard, these last couple of years, but I'll say, I mean, you guys need to come down for a Panthers tailgate because we do it up big here in the South. And so I feel like we party before we even get into the Panther Stadium. So I think that's a little bit that won me too. But I'm excited to wear my Panthers gear on Sundays and make sure that I'm cheering. And I'm one of those Panthers fans that doesn't leave the stands either. Like if they're losing, I'm still there. So because I learned from
Alex,
yeah,
sure.
learned that
Yeah, well,
I'm like,
see, that's the other thing about being in Charlotte. You don't have to hop on the beltway to go home.
I agree. I'll let you keep that beltway. You keep
Are
the
you sure? We don't mind sharing it with you. We don't mind.
No.
All right. So one quick question. Do you think that the Carolina Panthers can beat the Washington Commanders this weekend?
I think we can. I think I'm going to go out there, judges, and I'm going to say I have a good feeling. I'm going to say two things. We were coming out strong in these last two games and making those touchdowns, the first touchdowns of both games that we just played on these last 2 weeks. I will say, and so I'm going to say it loud enough for our defense. The only thing our defense needs to do this week is hold them on third down. Let's not have them break that line and get a first down again. Yes, hold them. Hold them. I don't want to cheer. I don't want to cheer Panthers. That's another third down and bang my seat at home and say, let's do it. And then the Commanders get a first down. Hold it. Hold them.
Hold him, chug, chug.
All right. So
Chip, chip.
that is great, Kristen. And I love your enthusiasm for the home team. And I know you're a big Carolina Panther fan. And so I know that the fans and the team appreciates all of your support. All right, Alex. So how are you feeling now? The Commanders did lose, but do you still feel like you're ready to go in and cheer on Sunday for the Commanders?
Yeah, I think it was a measuring stick game for this franchise. I think a couple things it showed is we're not going to back down from a fight. In my personal opinion, I think the Ravens are the most complete football team in the entire league. We went toe to toe with those guys with a rookie quarterback making his sixth start. Now, the defense is not good enough, and that's going to be a theme the whole season. The defense just is not good enough. But I think the offense has been able to make up for it. The special teams has been able to make up for the defense not being where it needs to be, but it was a measuring stick game. You don't take any, solace from a loss, but to me, it did, the game in the moment did not prove too much for this franchise. So I'm very excited, and I'm expecting Washington to win in a convincing fashion on Sunday.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, both of you. And now I'm going to pass the ball to Judge John. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
There,
Maybe I'm not ready.
quarterback almost
Maybe
fumbled
I'm not. That wasn't so good, but
Yeah.
that's okay. I caught it. Anyway, you got it.
Thank you, Judge Marnie. That was a perfect pass. You got it to me, and a perfect catch too. But before I start, we gotta say hello to our sponsor, and our sponsor is
Happens to be me.
happens to
Yeah.
be Alex. Tell us about yourself, Alex.
Yeah. So, proud sponsor of the podcast, Alex Estelle Real Estate and Estelle Real Estate. We're based here in Annapolis, but we do help people in Charlotte and New York and San Francisco, you name it. We've got people there that can help you buy, sell, or invest in real estate. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about investing in real estate. Last week, we talked a little bit about selling real estate, but it's also a great time to buy. This coming up here on the holidays, not a lot of people are full throttle and thinking about buying a home this time of year. So there are good deals to be had, and houses tend to sit a little longer during this holiday season coming up. So it's a great time to buy as well. Go to EstelleRealEstate.com and you can get our contact information, cell phone, email, all that good stuff. And we can set you up for success, whether you're here in the DMV or anywhere in the country.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that,
Thank
Alex.
you.
I
Thank you.
only got I only got two questions here, and for both of you, and I want to go back to the beginning of the show. We had a special guest on, right? And Kristen, I'm gonna start with you. And you shared your excitement, but I want you to share it again. How cool was that to be on a podcast with Daryl Green?
Oh my gosh. I was just like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, Daryl Green is coming on here. And I was just like, oh my gosh, Kristen, get your football knowledge, straight. Like, I can't embarrass myself. I can't embarrass my dad or my brother in front of Daryl Green. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, growing up as a kid, I was a Redskins fan. I grew up right there and just watching Daryl Green on Sundays as a family. I mean, that was just amazing. I mean, like he said, it's all about community. And really, football is just bringing everybody together, whether that's your family or your friends or who it is. And I think that's why, and sadly, that I am a Panthers fan now because I am in this community. I'm in Charlotte. And so I'm really taking a part of everything going on here. But whoa, starstruck. I couldn't believe it. I bet Marnie got a really funny picture of my face being like, oh
No,
my
it's great.
gosh.
It's great. I love the smile, but you're right. Community and sports and football, they all go hand in hand.
So is it true you were texting your family while you were on?
I was texting my brother, and he probably said a word that, you know, I can't say on a podcast.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes.
So he said the holy S word, and said, and like with exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And so he was just like, oh my gosh, Kristen. So he's going to be embarrassed when he hears this, but I think he might be proud of me too. So he
Agree
taught
with
me a
you.
lot of my knowledge. He's 8 years older than me. So
Alex, I'm gonna ask you the same thing, man. How cool was that?
that was awesome. Like I said, I mean, there wasn't a lot to be excited about when I was coming up in the 90s watching the team. But again, there was a couple players, Ken being one of them, where you can say, yeah, you guys can talk about going to the playoffs or your quarterbacks, but you know, we've got Darryl Green, and you know, he's, and for me, one of my coolest memories as a fan of Darryl's isn't even him going, isn't even him playing. It's him going into the Hall of Fame with Art Monk, and how they got the longest, to this day still the longest standing ovation in the history of the Hall of Fame. When Art Monk went up to do a speech, it was really cool to see both those guys go in and all the Redskins fans show up at Canton. That was a core memory for me that summer.
You also said your dad used to show you video and
Yeah,
games
I
of
mean,
the
when I was a kid, that's what I did in the off season when there was no live games. I mean, I rewatched, you know, playoff games from 82 and 83 and, you know, 87. I mean, that's what I did. I almost knew as much about the teams in the early 80s, which were teams before I was even born, as I did the current teams. So, yeah, it's, I mean, it, and which, if you're a Redskins fan or a Commanders fan, but you grew up with parents and grandparents who were fans of the Redskins, you know, you should have a good knowledge of history and who that is. And Darryl Green for sure is, I mean, he's on the NFL, you know, all-time 100 team for a reason. And there's not that many Redskins on that list. I think there's three of them, and he's one of them. So.
Good job. Good stuff. And before we go to the Wheel of Justice, it's a closing argument briefly and a score you're going to give. So, a closing argument for you, Kristen, is what is it? And briefly, and what do you think the score is going to be?
Ooh, score even. Okay, so I'm going with my Panthers. They're going to win this game because Chuba Chuba Hub Hub is going to get out there and is going to score some touchdowns. I have a feeling for it. They're going to come out early. I have a great feeling that the defense, they heard me and they're going to stop them. They're going to hold them on third down, and they're going to make sure that that the Commanders aren't making any more scores. And I think that Dalton, he's going to come out strong as well. I feel like, you know, he's brushed the cobwebs off and he's going to come back strong. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game, Alex. And judges, I'm going to go 21 to 18-ish.
21-18,
Okay.
18-ish. And it
I
was four in the National Football League. You know, that issue's in there.
I
Alex, so you give us your briefly closing argument and what you think the score is going to
Yeah.
be-ish.
I think it's going to be. I actually would go the opposite way. I think Carolina's defense isn't very good, and honestly, like I said, ours is not either. So I do think it's going to tend to be a higher scoring game. I'm expecting Washington to win this game solidly. I don't think it'll be a close game. I don't think it's going to be like, you know, 45 to 10, but I could see something like, you know, 34 to 13 as the final score here, or 34 to 17. Because I think we're playing in front of home fans. Everyone's going to be, you know, excited for Darryl Green getting his jersey retired. So I think it's going to be a great home crowd, and I think Washington will handle their business.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. And Ken, I am going to
Yeah.
turn it over to you so you can do the
Just in the
Wheel
nick
of
of time,
Justice.
because I just noticed my laptop is 3% battery left.
Oh,
So
yeah, we're gonna speed this up
we're in
because
the nick of time here.
we got a hard stop anyhow. Here's the wheel. You can't see it actually, but
I'm nervous.
all right, Kristen, if the if your team wins, if the Panthers win, we will send you a Starbucks gift card
All right.
for some free Starbucks. Sorry, Alex, you didn't get that one.
Yeah,
So
I mean,
hopefully,
I got to do a love letter, and Kristen's gonna get some gift card. That's great for you, but bad for me.
yeah, tough. Sorry, Judge Morning, your prediction, or who do you
I
think?
think, well, the Commanders are gonna win. I live in the Carolinas, as we know, and it's great to have a team that's home and winning, but it's not going to happen this weekend.
Judge
Hey,
John.
that was a song called Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Carolina,
It
but
wasn't
that's.
about the Carolinas, was it? No, but no.
No,
Anyway.
but they play it at the end of the Panthers games when they win, and I haven't
Oh,
heard it in a lot in a couple of
they do?
years.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sorry, Kristen, but they're not going to happen this week. I got to give it to the Washington Commanders home game, and they got some momentum, and they played well enough to win that game last week, except for a few plays, but you can't accept that. So they got to make it up this week. I'm not going to give a score, but I think it's going to be a good game for the Washington Commanders at 4:35 this weekend.
Yeah.
Got to sweep the board. I give it to the Commanders as well. I think they're going to win. Unfortunately, Kristen, you didn't do a good job of convincing me. You're a good person, like you, but yeah, you didn't do a good job convincing me
No
that they
chop,
would.
chop.
Yeah, no chub,
No
whatever
chop,
that.
chop. I
Yeah.
know. Get on, not on the chop train.
But hey, thank you guys for being on the show. And like always, fans, if you have anything that you think we could do to do the show better, questions, anything like that, let us know. Two awesome guests, and
Too
then
awesome.
Daryl Green popping on was amazing. So
Yeah.
thank you guys. You're awesome. Appreciate
And
you.
now you're a
Thank
1%. You're
you.
up to the 1% club now.
There we go. There we go.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank
Thank
you, guys.
you.
This is
This is
Alumni Media.